Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded Surgeon in Shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the Night of Dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Gamers Haven and the Vorpal Network, in association with Pinnacle Entertainment Group, present A Thousand Monkeys Production.
Deadlands. Enough room to die.
An actual play recording of Deadlands Reloaded. Available for download at www.CanadianCrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is supported by RPG Now, the leading source of indie role-playing games, with over 10,000 RPG titles from over 500 creators and publishers. There are new RPG treasures to discover every day at www.rpgnow.com.
We can use our healing surges to fill ourselves up, and then our healing surges will regenerate.
I guess you could, you know, focus on not using them.
You said one action point goes away because of
everyone resting. Everyone starts the new day with one action point.
But if I already have two, then I get three. No, you only get one.
It resets to
gaming, Nathan. Stop, but
how many you had the night before?
It Are resets you sure?
To,
yes. Yes.
Smoke them if you got them.
Well,
right.
I didn't know that or I just smoked them. But that
well, we also didn't know what was
we'll
going to happen.
We'll smoke them later. So.
We didn't know if Eric was going to have, like, you know, Demogorgon show up in our room.
That's right. Well, you know, we were expecting
Hello!
That,
so. I'm selling Girl Scout cookies.
14.
Are they made of real Girl
Scout? Hello. Yes. I mean, Girl Scout cookies.
Hey, Girl Scout cookie. wait, let me make a wisdom check.
Two.
Hey, Girl Scout cookie.
Woo! You rolled a one.
You open the door.
It's the guy Gordon dressed up like a Girl Scout,
and he really just does give us Girl Scout cookies, and then he goes, "Here you go.
Here you go."
Let me straighten my Girl Scout face.
Face is, he has two baboon heads.
No, the other one just stays normal. This is like eating Girl Scout cookies.
And Girl Scout cookies. Like
shaking its head, like, just going, this is dumb.
Straighten your face. Oh yeah, sorry.
Saying this is dumb.
Hey, statements.
I wanted to sell Boy Scout popcorn.
Alrighty.
Just like little girl fingers, that's all.
3d12.
Girl Scout cookies are better. They sell better than the Boy Scout popcorn.
Ethan, you did finally get the pictures after I corrected the problem of it.
Yes. I did finally get the pictures, and I attached it to the RSS. I attached the ID3 tags of the episode when I released it. So, for those who are really wanting to see the hand, it is in there. It is attached to the MP3 file.
Are you going to mount it on a flying base?
Whenever I get flying bases, yes.
That's funny.
Nathan said he'd get me some, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that. Mm. Says I have some, but... and I'm like, yeah, I'll see those whenever.
Okay. Hold Dan, how are we?
Starting out.
We all die.
Are we recording?
Yes, we are. We've been recording for 2 minutes and 41 seconds.
Sweet.
That was awesome.
Even better. Even better. All right, well, who's on first, second, and third watch? Or how many watches are you doing? Are you doing three?
We're doing three.
Many 5-minute watches throughout the evening?
Yes. Yeah, we're just rotating every
Everyone
5 minutes.
Everyone rotates every 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Ellen and I are on the first one. Yes.
First person that wakes Tim up after 5 minutes, fireballed.
And then Tim goes back to sleep.
Won't you get fireballed too?
Don't care. I'll get to sleep though.
I think Tim and I are on last watch, right?
Yeah, last watch.
Sarah and I are on bell watch.
Okay. All right. During the first watch, you get.
Attacked by cannibals.
No, woo! I bet that the statue talks to us.
I must.
And what is this?
Just you being bored? Shut up. Go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, White Hen, you when you run out of anything, you can run out to White Hen.
It's really crappy D2. It's really D3.
During the second watch, you hear some scuffling outside. Some shuffling, I should say. And
make outside 3.
Now it's definitely
snorting and stomping. It sounds like something big.
That's
it's your bear.
No, I think it's a mentor.
It is my bear.
That's fine.
A depressed bear?
Yeah. It's an inside joke from when we were camping. Oh. So.
Well, there was a depressed
there
bear.
There was a bear. You can kiss mine.
We did barricade the doors rather thoroughly. How many beds are in here? 4? With 4 beds.
Yeah, because we don't need it.
Yeah.
We got camping gear.
And some dead horses.
We got an instant campsite and a ritual.
Yeah.
We're sleeping in luxury, thank you.
That's great.
Okay. And during the last watch, during the second watch, the statue is silent. And during the third watch, just before your guys are ready to wake up everyone, you hear chaos is the key.
I really want to put a muzzle on that thing, you know, because...
I think we need to open it.
We need to find the key
so we can open it.
And then we'll go and kill whatever's down there, and then we'll be done.
After we pick up my key.
Well, yeah.
Your key?
Your key.
Right. It's my key until I open up my item, then it's his key.
That's true. Alrighty.
So,
I guess... Our
what
key
levels the keeper
sense.
Now off?
Excellent. Who wants breakfast? Does anyone have breakfast?
Yay, breakfast!
Yummy.
She's the best.
I perpetually have food. I was going to say, you and I already ate, because the whole time we were watching, we just sat there. Yeah, well, you know, but I just slept for a while.
She's digested a
that's
little
true.
Bit now. There's a little extra
true.
Space
it's a
in
little
there.
Room, so, that's true. I don't know if you know this about Fan, but we like to eat. We like to party. Every once in a while, we like to drink. It's all good. Mm-hmm.
So, Eric, are there any levels of the keep we cannot go to today?
Are we going to get eaten by octopi? Because that would be awesome.
Demogorgon has left the building.
Demogorgon is not visible. Let's put it that way.
And I guess.
Great, so he's an invisible Demogorgon?
I would say Demogorgon could be whatever he wants to be, really. He is Demogorgon.
Hey, we're on level 5!
Oh. Alrighty then, I'm going back to level 4.
I think I'm going to stay right here.
But we cleared level 4, don't care, I'm just going to hang out. It's going to be my new home.
How did Demogorgon trigger a laser grid?
He's Demogorgon. You can do it. Doesn't matter.
Since when did this become a Mission Impossible?
Dun, 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 dun. So is Tim now played by played by Tom Cruise?
No.
Are we working on a knockless?
Barricade the door and cautiously make our way back to level 3.
Now that we've had breakfast.
Is Kaya?
I would follow as well.
As Kaya attempts to unbarricade the door, and everyone else is talking about some random thing.
Kaya's had enough of this. Yeah,
like, this is fascinating. Can I go kick something now?
Exactly. I'm done with people.
Like, after we build our laser grid on the top floor of our church.
What?
I'll let you field that one. I'll go help with the barricade.
Why would you want to put a laser grid in? What is a laser grid anyway? What kind of weird technology are you talking about here?
A dream I had last night.
Crazy Watch told me about it.
It was a crappy dream. It was, I think, something like Resident Evil or something like that. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You mean like you're our Resident Evil?
No.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Back up to level 3.
Going back up to level 3.
Now, we explored the... I mean...
You guys came up here.
Right.
And
there was a door down on level 2 that went up here we did not explore.
No, haven't gone up there yet.
We should go do that. Alright. Especially if the only... Judging by this map, the only thing on this level that... It goes anywhere, obviously, is up here, the stairs, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So let's go back down to level 2 and check this out.
The world's disappearing.
Let's go down here and check this out and go up this ladder.
Okay.
This is level 4. Yeah, those stairs terminate there. Yeah, the only way to get up there is
the
circular staircase over there terminates. The only way to get up is the tower.
Yeah.
So there's level 2, there's level 3. Where are you guys going?
Well, I think we're going to go over here and check out this ladder and come up to here.
Incoming phone call.
Yep.
Not in our house.
Or Morse code, one or the other.
It's the mothership trying to contact Eric.
It's Demogorgon.
It's Demogorgon.
Demogorgon trying to contact us.
I was thinking that it was Cthulhu calls.
There's a problem if you're worshipping Demogorgon in real life, Eric. He does not exist, and if he does exist, we need to leave now. I'll put my shoes on.
We need to go to church, and we need to go to church now.
Because you've already said his name like 4 consecutive times.
So therefore, we'll have to say Haster, 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 and then hopefully they'll dip it out.
Hopefully that will
everything.
And the end times are here.
I was going to say, and now you've opened a vortex over the table.
Well, there's a guy out by Nathan's house on Santa Fe that is always holding up a sign saying, "The end is nigh, Jesus is coming."
Really?
Uh-huh. Saw him the other day. It was like, how?
Demogorgon Haster Jesus fight.
Where's Buddha?
He doesn't fight.
Buddha's just sort of hovering there
aside.
Going, what?
Buddha doesn't fight.
There is no
fight. He's sitting aside going, okay, you guys.
Yeah. Because there is no
get to it. Well, actually, Buddha is just contemplating.
Buddha is probably the referee.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you all have won.
He ensures there's balance.
Yes, yeah.
You have all won this match.
He's not taking the bet.
No. He likely doesn't handle it.
All right.
Did you ever see the episode of, not George Lopez, who's the other Mexican comic? Carlos Mencia, where they had the various deities.
It was like the WWF, only with
true.
The deities.
It was also
Gandhi period. Kick everybody's
so
ass.
Funny.
Yeah, somebody who's like supposed to be really peaceful, just like totally smears everybody.
You guys haven't seen this?
I think it was Gandhi.
Right.
Gandhi totally kicked everybody's ass.
So where do you guys want to go?
I thought that we were going
somewhere
back to the
something.
Second floor back and up the ladder there.
Yep.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Is it the first floor that has the speaking
statue
on it? Okay.
So who wants because he keeps telling us
irritating.
To feed.
Yes. Who wants to go up the ladder? I'll do it, or do you want to do it?
Either one is fine. It's probably easier for me to climb a ladder.
Probably.
So I will climb up the ladder.
Yeah, the ladder looks like it's been there for quite a while and never been replaced, so it's a little
So it probably would not be wise for me to try to climb one.
If we look,
it's a little rickety, but it seems like it holds you just fine.
For since you're not the nun, you don't have holy fire.
I don't have holy fire.
No, this is not Deadlands.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have holy fire in Deadlands either.
You're not the one that looked up.
So
little bear looked up.
We have to talk to little bear.
That's true.
My eyes.
My eyes!
Anyway.
Yes, I will attempt to climb the ladder.
Okay, no problem. Like I said, it feels a little... It looks a little decrepit, but it feels... It feels pretty sturdy. So you head up there, and...
It's
the tower complex. It looks like you're in the towers above the entryway. So you end up here, and the place looks pretty dusty, but otherwise fairly undisturbed. There's a doorway that leads out here. The doorway is currently closed.
I will cautiously open the door.
Okay. There are. So you look in, open the door and look out, and there's mostly dust and some debris in here. It looks like there hasn't been much activity in here for a very long time. Like there are no footprints that you can see. There are some holes in the floor that you can see, but. Otherwise, there's some holes in the floor, and then there are also these ports that kind of look out on both sides, and they look like they'd be about big enough for someone to fire arrows through.
Okay.
The murder holes?
Murder holes, yeah.
I'll walk across to the other door.
We need to purchase a place
I'll
like this.
Avoid the holes in the small ground.
Alright, the holes in the ground are very, very, are
talk
actually
to her about
very,
modifying
very small,
with them.
Maybe like... this big.
We put murder holes in the temple entrance.
No!
And that's sorry, exactly what they are. They're murder holes. So you could, if you needed to, you could drop
theory,
some
Tim,
spikes down there
place?
Or pull
javelins
whatever,
or something.
Javelins
yeah.
or something.
Stab javelins through it.
My master's old place.
So, okay.
Well, didn't you inherit
you
your master's
up,
crap?
Do you want to pay the back taxes on this place?
Nope.
Yeah, that's what's in the box. It's the deed to this place.
Huh. Right.
I'm
gonna put it on eBay.
Wealth.
It's the tax receipt. It's the tax bill.
It's
the symbol of chaos
leaving.
To open the statue.
Right.
Yes.
Slightly haunted castle for sale.
That would be awkward.
Put it on eBay Craigslist.
This one actually has a. You open this up, and this one actually has a ladder that goes up to a trapdoor in the ceiling. The trapdoor is currently closed.
I would suggest someone else go. That's there with you. Yeah.
I got
we're
it.
We're all just kind of standing around.
Climb.
All right, so where are you?
Does Rend go with?
Yeah, of course.
Rend is not happy about being left behind.
Rend is already up there.
Okay. I guess we'll just use this guy.
You do what?
I think I have some of those. Use them as fire elementals.
You're walking through to the end, and you're still kind of looking in there. You're just waiting for him, and you hear like all of a sudden, where the hell's the dialogue?
Curse you! Curse you! Dialogue. That's hidden.
You hear intruders. I must protect the house. Flee before me, or I will visit Lothian's wrath upon you.
Did he just
and
say
literally,
Lothian's wrath?
Yes, he did.
He did.
A a ghostly figure of what looks like an he may have been elvish at one point.
But he sure as hell ain't anymore.
Well, he's dead now. but a ghostly figure of an elf comes right through the wall and looks mad as hell.
He's not going to take it anymore!
Roll initiative.
Should we all roll initiative?
Yes.
Doop 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 doop
23. 12. You and I both start speeding a missile.
No, 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 no.
Oh, yeah, that's going to get him to stop.
I'm sorry, Eunice. What's your character's name?
Ellen.
Ellen, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
All right. There we go.
She's Ella Enchanted.
Alright.
With the glowing purple eyes. Well, there you go.
Tim, who has the higher dexterity?
I have a 16.
No. Oh, he wins.
Okay.
I have
Tim,
a 12.
You would be going first.
You guys would know I am a follower of Lothian, so.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So what you hear
as I have a family shield that has Lothian's crest all over it, so.
He's not terribly subtle.
No. And I carry around a golden idol of Lothian, so.
And
he
a banner?
Talks about Lothian all the time.
Every time you have a conversation, it starts with Lothian and ends with Lothian?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Not that bad, but.
You're crazy!
That's what the last guy said. He's on my axe now.
He has a tattoo of Lothian.
That's the ladder.
It says, I heart Lothian.
Yes.
Lothian forever. That's right, Anyone got a problem with that? That's what I thought.
Lothian for life.
Yeah.
Lothian is my co-pilot.
What would Lothian do?
Yes.
WWLD.
Alright, Tim, at 23. So you hear. Damn it. Intruders! I must protect the house! Flee before me! I will visit Lothian's wrath upon you all!
Did the ghost, like, disappear?
No, he's right here.
Oh.
Put it broken down.
Oh, apparently he's not a figure anymore.
I could go get my Banshee Mini.
I mean, it looks like this guy, for you, for the two of you who are up there, it looks like this guy clearly, he looks like he used to be an elf. And is wearing what looks like some kind of holy vestments and carrying
Does a 16 hit his reflex?
Does a 16 hit his reflex? No! 16 does not hit his reflex.
Can you put the cloud of daggers in?
Why don't you try talking to him before you try hitting him?
In this house?
Yeah!
No.
He's wearing holy vestments.
He's a ghost.
He's an elvish ghost, which I didn't think was supposed to happen.
Perhaps it would be more accurate to say that he... Actually, that's true. We don't have elves here.
He's fey-looking?
Yes, he is fey-looking.
In the beginning, we had elves.
Yes. Anyway.
When we first
that was
started our...
Yep, and then I will move back.
Okay.
So,
Gwen.
I guess my movement would be all the way up there. Then.
Okay.
Okay. So currently there are a bunch of daggers flinging around.
Does he know he's dead?
I'm trying to help him learn that.
You'd have to ask him. I don't know.
Yeah, you could try like talking to him. I mean,
Gwen, you're up.
That would be
I will go up the ladder.
Okay.
Push Jeremy aside.
I'm not in the ladder.
Yes, you are. Move.
No, I'm back. I moved back.
Alright, so you're at the ladder.
And try to speak to him.
Okay.
He's gonna suck our
and apologize for
Tim's behavior.
I'm going to suck your soul because I'm a cold.
All right. give me a, what do you say, and give me a diplomacy roll.
I say, who are you?
Okay.
And we need, mean you no harm.
Okay. Give me a diplomacy roll.
I'm going to pull out my little puppet of the ghost. My little puppet of the party. Good. This is the party.
I'm not very killed by ghost.
Lies!
I got a three.
What? None who dwell in this house are good. Lies!
See, I told you. In this house, we attack everything first, then talk to
okay,
it.
Okay, well then I'm going to curse him then. He says that. Oh yeah, okay. That's going to build trust right there.
That'll help.
For my action on 13, I go, no!
It's like, fine, from the depths of hell I curse thee. But we're really good. Alright, sorry.
Diplomat, apparently.
Diplomacy is for those who are living. For not for ghosts.
Beric,
who are weak.
We have a follower of Lothion up here, but everybody's trying to piss off.
Hey, Beric, come there's talk an undead to him. Ghost.
I'm on my way up.
And I'm holding action.
There's an undead ghost up here.
Do not blaspheme in the name of my lord. You will be the first to feel my wrath.
Oh, God.
And Ren right. gets pissed off.
At which point he does actually...
Oh, then he's going to take a point of damage since he's starting there.
Okay.
Let's see. Actually, I'm sorry. He takes 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay, and why is... Why is he taking damage? Is because of the
magical daggers.
Daggers.
If he starts or ends his turn there, these little magical daggers stab him in the face.
He doesn't have a face, he's a ghost!
Oh no, he has a ghostly face. And they're made of force. Face. Magical force. So
I tried
out.
To talk to him.
I know. I tried to talk to him too. In my mind.
Okay.
Tim, you are ridiculous.
And right. he said, I'm a ghost. I'm going to kill you.
In your mind.
Right.
He, actually, that's right. You spoke the name of Lothion, so he'll just smack you upside the head.
See, I told you.
20 versus your fortitude?
20 will hit my fort save.
Okay. Take.
Actually, no. 20. Well, 20 is my fort. Okay. So,
take 7 points of necrotic damage.
Ow! Wow. Yay.
Not holy anymore.
Well, he's a ghost.
It's true.
Then he's going to burn an action point.
No.
He's gonna suck my soul out. That's wrong.
And.
By rights, he should.
Does a 20 hit your reflex?
20 definitely hits my reflex.
Okay. What happens is he gestures. So first thing, he smacks you. Then he gestures at a piece of debris that's down here and goes like this. And it rockets up off the floor and hits you square in the chest.
Nice.
That's why I don't like ghosts.
Evil.
Take 8 points of damage and slide.
Shoot some ladders.
With Vixen when they get pissed here.
Ella.
Alright, it's my turn to go up the stairs and try to talk with him. Put me upstairs.
You can move me.
Where do you want to move?
You can scoot me somewhere.
I don't know. There is fine.
Do you have some medicine or something?
That's right next to it.
Daggers. We can make a salad.
Yeah, that's fine.
The daggers don't seem to be bothering you much.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Now I'm going to try and talk to him.
Right. You know, I'm slowly working my way in that direction. I'm thinking about it at this
every
point.
Time, you had to straighten all of your idol.
Every time
and
you put a foot on the ladder, you have to fix something. And
I'm
so what
coming up
the ladder.
Hey, Barrett, do you want a Tanglefoot bag?
Oh, God. please, sir, my compadres mean you no disrespect, nor do, oh, God.
And I'll hurl some magic missiles at the goat.
We're here trying to... Why are we here? I don't remember why we're here.
We're looking for magical key.
Looking for the
key. The key.
We're looking for a key.
All right, give me a diplomacy.
Roll better than I did.
In general, I probably will roll better than you did.
We're hurling through space now.
Most people can.
How about a 23?
Woo. All right. That is one success. You guys need, I believe it is...
12 successes.
I believe it is 4 successes before 2 fail.
I can keep going. So,
that's one.
That's one failure and one success.
Hmm. One success and one failure.
So if we need 3 more successes before we get another failure, awesome. Mm-hmm.
You don't sound like a member of this house.
It's because I'm not.
Kaya? You're up.
She's saying a word. Okay. My charisma is a 9. I'm just like, burr. Yeah, your diplomacy isn't very good. No, my diplomacy there? Is a 1.
I think I even took a bonus.
I'm going to go up the ladder.
Okay.
And I will displace whoever is
Hey, Barrett, hey, there's an undead ghost.
Move. Hey.
Have it out.
I'll get up there. You are obviously a noble warrior of Lothian. I am also a warrior of Lothian. We mean you no harm. We are here only to find this all key and to cleanse this house of its evil.
Okay. Give me another diplomacy.
Ooh, hi!
That won't do it. That's a 6.
Okay.
Damn it.
Let me look this up.
Whoops.
Would have been funnier if it was a critical failure. The ghost's mouth, like, elongates and then just goes. I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
Told you, undead.
Give me one moment here.
It would be better if you would all held your action and just let me do all of them.
That's okay.
You started it. I'm so mad at you.
Evil house. Ghost.
And apparently
we're
I started...
We're investments of Lothian.
Let's see. What did we also run into? We ran into illusions. They tried to kill us.
We ran into whores!
We thought they were just women.
No, they
were
whores!
How do we know
whores.
This is actually a priest of Lothian? Especially in this haunted
because
house.
Because he said in the name of Lothian?
Whatever. I can say in the name of Lothian all I want. Look, I just said it.
I
am a priest of Lothian.
Still not convincing.
I go donate to the church like
and
anybody
also
else.
With the whores.
Is anyone intending to attack him?
No.
No.
Tim, are you intending to attack him? Is anyone other than Tim?
Tim is not intending to attack him.
I will stay in the back. And when their souls start to be sucked, I will save the day by attacking them.
Tim,
but not yet.
Dismiss the cloud.
Fine. He's gonna kill you.
You wear symbols of Lothian.
Yes, I do. Proudly. Lothian has served me well in my travels.
Why are you here?
I've already told you why we're here. We're here to get the All Key and to cleanse this house of its evil.
There's much evil in this house to cleanse.
Yes.
You know the diplomacy roll. Or religion roll. Or if you can talk me into something else, that would be fine too.
Well, religion, that's an 18.
Okay.
Well, they ponder that.
Yes, I do have a higher religion.
I got an 18 on Arcana. What do I know about ghosts?
What do you know about ghosts?
Where's his secret weakness?
Secret weakness.
Oh, good lord.
So when he turns on us, like an undead, crazed animal, bites your head off.
I'm going to throw you down that ladder in a minute.
Ooh, you and I are discussing this because
apparently can you fit through a murder hole?
I got a 30.
Not this size.
On Arcana.
Might have to lob up a few limbs.
You and I are discussing this, Tim, because apparently I got a 30 on Arcana, so let's discuss this while we're in the back.
Oh, I'll just help her on Arcana then. I'll just add my +2 to that.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay.
They are going to get us killed. The two of them are going to get us killed.
We can ponder it in. What languages do you speak?
Let's do Abyssal. I'm going to go with that.
Let's not
do
Abyssal.
Let's not do Abyssal because.
How about Draconic? Do you speak Draconic?
Common or Varric or Abyssal.
Oh, man. Right, we'll just write it down.
Okay, what you know about ghosts. A ghost recalls at least a portion of its past life, but its personality might be altered by its death and manifestation as an undead spirit. You also know that some ghosts are inexorably linked to the world, reforming at full strength a few days after being destroyed. Such a ghost is more likely to talk to those willing to help it, since fulfilling its final aims is the only way it can rest. The purpose could be anything from finding a lost item, to burying its remains, to solving its murder, to anything. There are, beyond the usual undead weaknesses, there are no specific ghost weaknesses. In fact, they are insubstantial, meaning it's hard as hell to hurt them.
Mm-hmm. So the only way that we would be able to hurt them is if I was to attack them.
Well, you know that, I mean, and you just know this outright.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have, or you would assume anyway,
that
they're going to have a weakness towards radiant damage.
Yeah.
If we pummeled it enough, though, we could still kill it.
Yes.
It would take a while.
It would just take a while.
Yeah.
So, yes, 18.
Okay.
Did you bring this letter or two? Can I have one? Mm-hmm.
If you ask real nice, we do have diet doctor.
Nah, that's fine.
What's the other one that sent you?
The asking place.
Don't know. We don't know who this other one is you speak of.
The other one in the house.
No.
The voice.
Is it the one who of the statue of the fat dude downstairs?
Because we don't know who the hell that is.
Because I sure don't like him. I'd like to put a muzzle on him. He's annoying.
Let's not talk about the potentially trapped demon.
Frankly, I keep telling him that if he's so hungry that he should go to the
So far going through this house, we've been beset upon by rat men and ghostly whores that tried to devour our life essence or some such. We dispatched them back into the netherworld where they came from.
All of them. Couldn't do anything to help them.
No. Perhaps if we... Hopefully, I'm hoping that if we manage to clear this house of the taint that's upon it, we can let these spirits rest. Or let your spirit rest.
But someone has to say, someone who has spirit for this.
Is that why you're still here?
Protect them from intruders like you. Like all of you.
We're not...
seems like a noble goal. I mean, really, it is. It's a noble goal.
Okay. It is.
Yeah.
My friends are not as devout as I am to the name of Lothian. She is a Faen priestess. The others follow their own beliefs.
But then...
But I respect Lothian.
Yes.
As I respect all gods and goddesses.
You need diplomacy.
How about a 25?
Very well.
What? You're a ghost. Sorry. It's nothing personal.
You know what I got? I got a whole bag of for you.
Hey! He's a ghost.
Trouble.
Yes. We know.
We beat him regularly.
He's one of the reasons why we've come here.
Why would one such as you, devout worshipper, associate with one such as him?
Because I see a light in him that perhaps has not been extinguished by his frivolity.
He is nothing but darkness.
Right. It's not really your place to judge. Now look.
No. If he... Right now he is misguided. With the proper guidance, he can be led to light.
Give me a diplomacy roll.
Diplomacy or religion?
Religion.
21.
Okay. And you are here to purge the evil in this house.
Yes.
Right.
Shut up, Tim.
No, but that's true, though.
We are.
We are. But you don't sound very convincing.
Look, I don't have to justify myself to you or a ghost. I know why I'm here. I'm here to...
It is true, you are of noble blood, I understand.
So, really, the whole saying I'm evil and everything is kind of irritating. But it's evil.
You are not evil, you are misguided in a few things. You cannot argue with that.
No, I can argue it. I'm not misguided. I know exactly what I want to do.
Which is usually...
As you see.
I support the local church. I throw my money in... Holy days. Weddings. Occasional birthday.
I'd like to smell my new one now, too. Occasional birthday. It's not just you.
I am Tonnell.
Tonnell.
Yeah.
I am Beric. What was your duties here at this house?
A long time ago. What year is it?
Blah, blah, blah.
Out of character, I have no idea.
We have it written down somewhere.
It's been almost 200 years.
That's a long time to stand watch over the house.
Yes.
Especially with the history of...
debauchery.
Debauchery that this house has.
There's really no point for him to continue staying watch, because, you know, after we get done with it...
Someone needs to protect this place.
And you've done what you can for the last 200 years.
I've done what I can, but it's not enough.
Well, if we can cleanse this, house, perhaps then you can at last rest and pass on this guardianship to someone else.
I died here in a raid almost 200 years ago. Bandits assaulted the place. Tried to steal from the family that lived here. I was just visiting.
That's a noble death. A good death. The death with meaning.
Let's not discuss
later, I
death
watched
with
the wanton
ghost
women and the red cowled priests perform all manner of unholy rites here. But there was one woman who could resist. I helped her as much as I could.
Tell me about this woman.
So difficult to remember her face.
Do you remember when this was?
No.
Is she still here?
I heard her by accident. I didn't know if she was good. After that, she wouldn't talk to me.
Is she in the upper floors or lower floors?
She died. Died in a raid a few years ago.
Right.
I'm sure Lothian forgives you for your mistakes.
Tried to purge this place. All I could do was lock it up.
Yes, well... We're here to,
But I couldn't stop the red cowled ones.
Who are the red cowled ones?
They ran the brothel. Did all horrible things here.
Some sort of cult?
Yes.
Do you know the name of the entity they were... Or did they have an entity they were worshipping or anything in this cult?
Was it a big, naked, fat guy?
More interesting.
So we have a name for him, just
more interested in a name, actually.
He must mean the chaos spirit.
Right. Fatty downstairs, yes. Yeah.
Yes, he's been here.
Fatty Hopkins.
He came after I did.
We were they worshiping?
We could refer to him as Chubby.
Was
he's a guardian as well.
Well, he's kind of creepy.
Well, he's going to be a dead guardian in a while, so.
That would be good. He's not a nice man.
No.
No.
I can keep him out here, but I keep him out of this area.
Fabulous.
I keep most things out of this area.
Do you know if they fed him something?
Even the big one. The two big ones. Neither of them come in here.
Would you object if we came here to rest on occasion? Away from the taint of the house.
What two big ones?
The goat-headed one. He lives up at the spire. And the other one, the one they built, the one they made. Parts. Animated him using some horrible science.
Some sort of golem? Where's he?
Also up above.
Does the go-headed guy have a name?
Oh, the go-headed one is an earthbound demon. He sleeps, waiting for the night of dissolution.
What is the night of dissolution? You know?
Yeah. But it was important to the Red Cowl ones.
Right, let's go kill him, Tim.
Well, that's a night that we hope to avoid.
Well, we could let the demon just continue sleeping. I'm not sure about if we can kill it or not.
He's prone.
Yeah, it's true. I can throw a prone token at him.
He would be defenseless.
Are you defenseless? Stab. Oh, you're not.
Okay,
crap.
God damn, we got him.
He just brought our hearts.
I'm sorry I attacked you.
You're forgiven.
Allow me to heal you.
Okay.
Right. You regain hit points. He does a little magic. You regain hit points as if you had spent a healing surge.
Okay.
But you don't actually have to spend one.
Perfect.
Well, if you were going to clear this place, maybe I can help in some small way.
Any help would be appreciated.
Here. This used to be mine. He kind of pulls a stone out of the wall and pulls out this sort of pink coral crown. Take it. And you may rest here. But that is all I can do.
Dude, this is kind of creepy. This pink coral coronet is eerily reminiscent of brain matter, yet is still bewitching. When I first read it, it said twitching.
So you showed up to the house wearing a brain crown, and they let you in.
Yeah.
Well, who I was below at the end.
Who has powers that generally go against will defenses?
I think I do.
On this attack, it'll say con versus reflex.
A lot of mine are actually versus reflex. So, no, it might be her. Two wills and the rest are reflex. Fourth, two. I should go to her then, because it looks like minor.
We thank you for your
reflex.
We thank you for your kindness and your hospitality, especially if you allowing us to stay here. Do you know where that other ladder goes to?
The roof of the tower. There's nothing up there.
There's nothing up there. Very well.
That other one, the one that they made, they called him the Cobbled Man.
Cobbled Man.
Woman, a good woman, was on good terms with him. She gave him a present, something he wears around his neck.
Do you remember what her name was?
Because you've got more bone.
Manket.
Is she on one of these pictures?
No. His pictures are from the old family.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Manket.
Just showing your pictures. You're the one talking about death.
What was those pictures again? Are from the old Eric.
What was
Manket? Manquent.
And you say Manket gave this cobbled man something?
Yeah, a necklace that he wears. Disc. Half of a disc.
Does she have the
really?
Other half?
No, the other half is in the treasure room in the North Tower.
Oh, really? It's weren't any both halves. Because I would bet they go together and fit in that statue.
She broke it into. Gave half a couple.
Great.
Most likely we will have to find the key to the statue downstairs at some point so we can clear out the rest of the evil. So I'm sure that whatever it's guarding needs to not be here.
Hey, from the old family, have you seen this gentleman sneaking around? I'll show my master. Like, recently? Maybe crawling on the ceilings or something?
No. Eating okay. Babies dipped in barbecue sauce?
I believe he was the last owner of the house.
So
he left, and then later, much later, those in Cowell Red Road showed up.
Yeah, he probably rented it to him.
Red Road.
He's like, I got a nice, creepy place for you to rent. I don't have any morals.
The house was always.
Is that the picture that looks like synagogue?
Yeah, it just stares at me.
If there's anything we can, we have to say,
like
we have to say about it, the house will be. The house will be a good house once again.
Yeah.
We'll do what we can.
You want people to live here again?
If we cleanse the evil, who knows?
No. They should knock it down and turn it into a parking complex of some sort.
We can always purge by fire, Tim.
That's what I'm thinking.
Thank you.
I'm good with that.
Good with that. You will most likely see us again.
Maybe we can become a church of Lothian here or something like that.
Because we don't want to sleep in the room where the dead whores were.
No, because it's beginning to smell more than it already did.
And something keeps coming by at the door.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm scratching at the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that would be there if he wanders sometimes.
Yeah, lovely.
Nice. That's
sometimes he wanders.
Does he wonder while he wanders?
Stay away from him.
He should probably see a doctor about his night walk.
He doesn't come.
I bet he's visiting the refrigerator a lot.
I wonder if he takes
Is there anything we should know about this
what
house?
What if we drive?
Safe havens, any places that might have things that can help us to destroy this evil that you know of.
He's driving around outside, sleeping, running over pedestrians. On the night he doesn't run over a pedestrian, he's sad because he's a demon.
Alrighty. Well, we need to...
You know, long ago, I did see... I watched a young woman drop something into the secret rooftop garden below.
There's a rooftop garden?
That secret?
The well down there?
No, across from the well.
Across from the well?
Yes.
Is this the rooftop garden, or what? This was the rooftop garden. How do we get to the rooftop garden?
Couldn't we go up the tower? And then drop a rope?
Can we get to it from the roof above?
Presumably, if you have a rope.
We should all have a rope.
Mm-hmm. Well, we will go look at that. Thank you. Well, let's go up to level 4. And whistle while we work.
I'm curious if the magical... barrier that's keeping us here is surrounds the whole house. Like if we go up on top, if there's a magical barrier here.
I decurse him.
Oh, you decurse him.
I decurse
him. That'd be funny if you just left it on him. It'd wear off at some point, but
yes, you.
So we'll go
If you're opening the door, you hear, I must feed.
Yeah. When you run out of anything, run out to white tent.
They could build one of those there.
All right. I think we're going to go over here, go up this ladder, and go up onto the roof.
All right.
And assess, see if we can go down into this rooftop garden thing you told us about.
All right. Let's see how far.
And what's supposed to be in the garden?
Somebody dropped something.
A woman. A young lady dropped.
It looks like it's about 30 feet down to that ledge.
We should. I've
got 100 feet of silk rope myself, so,
probably more like 25 feet down to that ledge.
I'm sure we all have rope, so.
Well, I don't think we all need to go down there.
No.
No, just one of us should be fine.
Who's climbing athletics?
Should be.
Who has the highest athletics?
I have an 8.
I've got climb skill.
No, I've got a 5.
No, I don't. Never mind.
It's athletics.
Oh, I'm sorry, 3.
I have an 8.
I've got a 5. I've got a 10. Yeah, it's probably you.
I'm thinking
that it should be
Kaya. We tie off a rope, or I'll hold on to it or whatever, and Kaya can climb down and investigate the rooftop.
Is there still take 10? Or there's not take 20?
Yeah, you still take 10.
You still take 10.
Drop
down a rope, and who's going down?
I am.
What's your athletics?
10.
Okay. So you're going to take 10, or you're going to...
Take 10, as well.
Yeah, it's pretty easy getting down the rope.
Okay.
You have more than enough. With the rope, it's not a problem. You might even be able to manage it without the rope. It's possible. But yeah, you get down there.
Who all's going up there with us, everybody?
I will go up. I want to test something. So you toss me on the
platform?
Yeah, we can just use that. That's fine. Because it's just, it's a very small, mostly it looks like it used to be a garden. And
it's
enough away from the edge that you really couldn't see it from below.
So you guys hang out here.
You're about 10, maybe 15 feet up off the ground from where you are. It used to be a garden quite a long time ago, but
it's pretty much dead now.
Okay.
Right now, there's just basically kind of dead leaves. And
now, is this open to the outside up here? Mm-hmm. Like, we're standing on top of this tower.
So if we, throw a rock or something this way, does it get anything?
I'm going to look over in this direction, see what I see over there.
There's no weird glowing...
You see more... Well, you see the top of the other tower. It looks like the... Kind of what looks like happens is...
Where's the north tower?
The north tower...
Which one is the north tower, I should say? And can I... Sort of looking at him, can I see which one he... I'm trying to figure out which one he's talking about, the one that they built on or whatever.
Sure. What it looks like is kind of... Okay, so you're up on there. It looks like this part of the building keeps going up. And it keeps getting smaller. Though up above, there is also... It's like this kind of section here keeps also going up. And so there's like...
This section, you mean?
Yeah. This section, like there's stuff above you from up here.
Okay.
So... The building keeps climbing. So, like, if you look up, there's a ceiling up above where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it goes all the way up until very, very tip-top is probably somewhere above you. The North Tower... to look at the map, tell you where the North Tower is.
I'm wondering if we can go across this roof to there.
Yeah.
If it's not slanted.
but also there doesn't seem to
be... as easily just go back down to the first floor, go over to here, and go up the
ladder. I'm just looking in case we're fleeing from something.
Yeah.
Well, what I want to know is how big is the gap between the tower we're on and this part of it.
Because mm-hmm. this part is the level below us, I think.
Yeah, I can tell you that just a second.
Maybe with some rope, it could probably
also,
easily get over
there. Yeah, you can get over there. It's there doesn't maybe 10 or 15 feet.
We might be able to get out this way if need be. Mm-hmm. Just dump a couple ropes over and just in case.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that the barrier was not put up by what's in the house. It was put up by the holy men we talked about that couldn't destroy the house, but they sealed it off.
So and it's to keep get in, but not
you can get in,
out.
But you can't get out.
Well, what I'm saying is, it doesn't appear that the barrier goes all the way up.
What he probably means is the North Tower is a tower that is way up on level 8. what he means is probably this thing here.
Okay.
So this is the north end of the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he probably means.
Actually, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go over... You go from there to there, and then just skip the staircase, so we're coming in from the outside. Mm-hmm. It'd be a little bit...
I'll search around down there.
Okay. The key, you do find a key.
Yeah, you find the all key. It's just hanging out.
Right, we leave.
Yeah, little label on it, all key.
We then purchase some catapults. Ballista.
Find a small brass key. Otherwise, it's just basically a bunch of dead garden and trash.
Alrighty.
I'll climb back up.
Alright. Now, that begs the question if we want to go back down or if we want to try to get over here.
Well, I think...
If we get over to here, we can go up the stairs up to this area.
Didn't you say a treasure tower?
Yeah, that was what, the North Tower?
It was the North
Tower. Okay, that was the North Tower. That's over there. And I'm keeping my eye over here, because I'm assuming, like, this is all open over here, we can see. And I'm just keeping my eyes open over there.
Yeah, be on the lookout for Beggar King archers.
Yes, the Beggar King and his archers are big.
If they show up, we're totally going to school them all.
It looks like the distance from...
Jackasses.
Run that, it can't come.
No.
I hated that adventure. It sucked.
It looks like about a 10 or 15 foot drop, roughly, from
maybe I'll
here
run
to there.
Where everybody's level 10.
Looks like, yeah, it looks like. So this is only about 10 feet or so, maybe 12 feet down from the tower that you're standing on.
Do we want to do that?
The tower that you're standing on is about 40 feet off the ground. And so if you want to get, like, outside the house, which you could from here,
get off.
It would be a 40-foot drop the one way.
But there's no barrier on this side?
Through a rock.
Yeah.
Zatic Attack. We have dice of every stripe, any color scheme and shape you can imagine. Exclusive dice, gold-plated dice, blank dice, label dice, cheat dice, D8 ability dice, crystal dice, time dice within dice, and jumbo foam dice for when you feel the inescapable urge to pelt your fellow players or annoying commercial announcers. And that's just a few of them. We sell enough dice to form a high-intensity plastic bridge from the Earth to the Moon. What's more, any order over $30 gets $3 off when you use the coupon code RADIO. Who wants a set?
I do.
Who else?
Ooh, me.
Anyone else?
Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not ignoring you. I'm cutting you off.
What?
You order a new set every day.
So?
Is there a 12-step program for Diceaholics? Because you, sir, have a problem.
That's really strange of you to say.
Green frosted, red speckled, violet glitter, blue translucent. You couldn't say no to these beauties if you wanted to.
I'm not an addict. I could stop collecting marbles anytime I like.
Marbles? You haven't been buying marbles this whole time. You've been buying dice.
That explains why I keep losing the marbles tournament. Those 4- and 6-sided marbles aren't really all that great for rolling.
You're not only a dice junkie, you're dumb, son. Dumb.
So can I get a set?
What'll it hurt? Sure.
Woohoo! Marbles!
Remember, folks, use the coupon code RADIO to get $3 off any order over $30 at GamersAddict.com.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.